Tonight's shir simin reish pei dalitz if hey vav and zayin if hey im nishtatek hamaftir beemsa haftira. If the one who got maftir loses his voice halfway through the haftira, habalasayma lo yaschem imalkam shapasik arishin. The one who gets up to finish should not begin where the first one left off. El tzarich lachzor lahaschem imalkam shehischol arishin. Rather, he should go back to the beginning, the same place the first one began. Kamo b'sefer Torah, the same way we would do with kriyas haTorah. The Gemara says ushnayim lo yoyimu haftar b'pam achas. You don't want two people saying the haftarah together in unison. The trei kol lo mishtamoy. You don't hear when two voices are saying together. Mishtabur sifkaten test. Kamo b'sefer Torah. Uli in the bracha lefne. What about the bracha? The bracha before the haftarah. Does the new person coming in make a bracha? Doesn't he? Yesh deyos bereish simin kuf mem. This is a machlekes in simin kuf mem. Ayin shem atam, look over there, the reason. For din hacha, the same applies here. The Shulchan Aruch brings a day that the oilu l'tayr v'makam harishon says the brachas. The Rambam holds he doesn't say the brachas. So it's machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Rambam holds that you don't make a bracha, you rely on the bracha, the first one. The first shita holds that since I'm not being motzi anyone, the brachas are kavod haTorah. So the new oiler should also make a bracha kavod haTorah. Doesn't make a difference. Since machlekes, do you rely on the first bracha or you have to make your own? So there's a machlekes that's in kuf mem. If the second one makes a bracha or not, the ayin pima gadim shakasev the sveik brachas a hakel. Look at pima gadim, safi brachas a hakel. There's a machlekes. You make a bracha or not, we don't make the bracha. Look what we wrote in Be'alocha back in Kufmem. I'm going to look over there in the Ramon Sifaf. Even in a case when the Sheikh Tzibur is leaning, the Balkar is leaning, we go back to the place where the first one started. How kind of the same halacha applies here? So if there has to be a replacement in the middle, you go back to the beginning. Sifkanyud, Ushnayim, Bechulu. The Gemara says two people should not say the Haftarah together. Let's say if twin boys, by mitzvah, same Shabbos, they don't say the Haftarah together. They don't, like a choir, say the Haftarah together. Gamlo ye nikr Haftarah ayde Shnayim. The Haftarah should not be read with two. The Hainu meaning she echad yikro pasuk echad vashene shoysik ach mesayim pasuk achad koresheni pasuk acher. Alternating. We don't want two people reading the Haftarah not in unison. When one person says the first pasuk, the other says the second, back to the first, back and forth. You can't do that either. Whoever got maftir, whoever got the aliyah, should say the entire haftarah himself. Two people should not say the haftarah together. Ayin maganavam, the dafka b'kol ram. Maganavam says this is only if they're saying it out loud. Al belachash mutar loyma. Quietly, that's okay. Because by saying it quietly, that does not interfere with someone else listening. And that's actually the proper way to do it. To read along with the one who's reciting the Haftarah.
Out of a sefer, but not from the klav.
Exactly, because there's no klav. The ayin pima gadim, the mash, look at pima gadim, it's implied. The year likros mila b'mila ima sheikh siba k'day sheyitzayis l'kare. Ideally, you'll read along word for word with the Balkaire, the one who gets the Aliyah. The Ayin Be'aloch Masha Kasav the B'Shem Sharfayim. The Be'aloch, we quote the Sharfayim. The Ayin B'Sef Ma'isarav Shekosav Ma'isarav writes, Tahar, the Kosav Maganavam, Shi'alikos Malachash Vitochasef Im HaKaire. When the Maganavam says that the Tzibur should be reading along quietly with the one who says the Haftarah, Hanadav Kekesha HaKaire, Kaire Tach HaChumish. That's only when he's reading from a Chumish. But if he's reading from the Navi, a klaf, a parchment, yikruhu levad, then only he recites, v'kulam yishoy, and everyone should listen. If you look there, he writes further, dim yikru hakol b'kol ram, im hakorei, if they all say it out loud with the korei, tiyeh birchas hakorei, brach latala. Then the brach is brach latala. The person, brach naftar, then no one hears mistakes, everyone's saying it out loud themselves, then the whole brach is brach latala. If you take a look at Be'alocha, Trey Curly, go back the page, Trey Curly, I'm Mr. Bruce Sifkan Yonaf, look what he wrote in Sifkan Yonaf. V'ayim b'shar fire, b'shar tesif, l'gimel shakas, v'zeh l'shonu, he quotes the shar fire. Iker ha-din hu zeh, shezeh sha'olam maftu hu b'vad yom after. The Iker din is, the main halacha is, that whoever gets the maftir should be the only one to say the haftarah. V'hatzibur yomur gam kenachar balachas, but the tzibur will say it quietly. In our medinas, everyone says together with the maftir out loud. For whom he yediyas, because they don't understand. For nachal avat l'minig, and you should stop the practice. What you should do is have the maftir say it out loud, like the bal kore. For tzibur yom achar balachas, the tzibur says quietly. Valkapan toiv she asur oimtim samach la maftir. Ideally, you'll have 10 people standing by the maftir, sheyishmu l'kol ha'omer haftorah, to hear him say it. V'gam yesh, shemosifin al minig, some add to the minig, v'oisin shehus b'amiris haftorah, and they delay when they say the haftorah, sh'af sh'achah sh'siyim ha'maftir v'hiskel ha'brachos, that even after the maftir finishes, and he's starting the brachos after the haftorah, ein rotzim l'hafzik b'amiris haftorah, they want to keep going saying the haftorah. The tzibur is continuing while he's trying to say the brachas. V'lo yafahem osim, that's not right. Shem oime b'kol ram, einem shom b'kol devar b'birchas amavti. If they're saying the haftarah out loud, you can't hear the brachas. V'lefam b'gorim v'shagam achirem ha'smuchalem ein shon, sometimes because they're so loud, no one else can hear. V'afim manmichim kol ninim, if they do it low, mikomokim heim ba'atzim ein shom, they can't hear it because they're saying the haftarah. L'chein yeshlinuk shemiyad sheyishmash amavti siyem haftarah maskal ha'brachas, what they should do is, when they hear the Malmaftir finish and start the brachas, even though he's not as fast and not done saying it, Yishtok, stop, be quiet. Till he finishes the brachas, then he can finish the haftar himself. And the Malmaftir, he also shouldn't start the brachas till it quiets down. Ideally, one person says it loud and everyone says it quietly. If you have a klaf, you take away the whole issue. Once you have a klaf, the one reading from the klaf is like the bal kore, and he's the only who reads, and everyone listens behind. Se'if vav. Ein ha-maftir maftir at sheyigmar ha-goyler liglol ha-sefer. The one who gets maftir should not start the haftarah until galila is done. Mishnah Berurah sifka and yud beis. Ein ha-maftir v'chulu. Hainu. He's not allowed to start the haftarah until Galila is finished. But the reason is, you want the Galil to also pay attention to the haftarah. Is it an obligation on everyone to hear the haftarah? No different than hearing the parasha of Kriyas HaTorah. From Rashi, it's implied that it's not enough you finish Galila. That means you finish rolling the Sefer and covering the Sefer, and it's totally, he's done. Furthermore, you don't remove from the Shulchan the Klaf or a Chumash that you use for the Haftarah until you finish the Brachas. So he sees, and the bracha is going on what he just said for haftar. The notes on the side bring that as far as waiting to start the haftarah, we want to make sure that not only is it wrapped up, but discuss what about adorning the Sefer Torah with the rimonim and the keser. He brings from the Sefer Leket HaKemer who's Mesupik, and it comes out, you should wait. So he's done, because the whole point is you want him to have kavanah. If he's busy putting on the silver pieces, he still can't concentrate. So you wait till he's totally done to start. Tasibur by mincha, same thing. We don't start the haftarah, the birchas haftarah, until the galila is entirely done, so that he could pay attention. So it's not just on Shabbos that there's a requirement to hear the haftarah. Tasibur the afternoon is also the same chiv. Seiv zayin. The Shabbos shaparshios mechuboros, when you have Shabbos with two parashas together, maftirin b'haftaras parasha shniyah. The rule is you do the haftar of the second parasha. The ayin l'kamon, Rambam says, look later, simet tov chav ches, where we find the exception to the rule, achim os kedosh. V'noagru l'haskir achar kriyas haTorah nishmas ha-mesim l'vorach ha-oizkim b'tzorach yitzibur. There's a minig after kriyas haTorah to make kel mole, to make a mishaberach for those oizkim b'tzorach yitzibur. Each place according to its practice. We do say you can pour on as well. It's not a violation of the restriction of asking for things on Shabbos. The minig is to say of harachamim. In a day that we don't say tzikasa by mincha, so we wouldn't say avarachim either. Or if it's Shabbos Sharabachas, or if there's a bris mila. There are places that have a minig not to say avarachim when we bench Rosh Chodesh. Milvad, with the exception of Sfira. All of this follows the minig. Mishtabura, Sefkat, and Yud Gimel. Shnia, when you have two parashas, we learn the haftarah of the second parasha. Shabbat, Miss Simon, that's great, because that's the last thing you learned. So the haftarah follows the last thing you learned. Sifkon Yudad V'ayin L'Kamon, Simon Tav Chav Ches. The Ramos says, but take a look at Tav Chav Ches. They didn't have Teres Achre, Kedoshim, Kshem Uchubaros, the halach of Achmas Kedoshim, when they're connected. V'yes, it didn't have Teres, the Odim haftarah. There, the Ramos brings the same ruling of the Mechaber. Then you have two parashiyos, you lay in the haftarah of the second, with the exception of Achrimos Kedoshim, that we do the haftarah of Achrimos, and the Mishnah Berurah there explains why that's an exception to the rule. Sifkan Tezvav, Achar Kriyas HaTorah. When we're done Kriyas HaTorah, there are a lot of things we say. Lafuke Achar Ashrei. This is opposed to after Ashrei. Lo Yomer Shum Dover. After Ashrei, we don't say anything. The Kaddish Ha'om Lefnei Ha'om would call in the first one Esrei, when we say Kaddish prior to Musaf, that's going on the Ashrei they said before. So there should be no interruption after the Ashrei to the Kaddish with Kel Mollies and things like that. The Yahalu Sha'oim Ein Hafsik. We say Yahalu, we say Torah back. That's not a Hafsik. That which the meaning has become that when there's someone ill, that the chazan takes a vitur after Ashrei, and it's a long interruption between Ashrei and the Kaddish because the Mishabech for Cholim could sometimes be lengthy. That's wrong. That's not the way it should be done. They should not make a Mishabech for Cholim between Ashrei and Shmoneh Esrei, or Ashrei and the Kaddish. So the Kaddish design. On a day that you wouldn't say tzikoscha, you're not going to say avarachman. V'im chal tishav of b'shabbos, when tishav occurs on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday. Af al pi she'ein oimim tzikoscha tzedek, even though we don't say tzikoscha by mincha, oimim of harachamim, you would say of harachamim, kein kosev el yirabo, b'simen tov kuf nun zayin. So writes el yirabo. V'ham yim godim, b'simen tov kuf nun tes kosev, she'gam kein maskir bo neshamos. P'im godim says, you could also say kemoloi. If you say it every Shabbos, but on Shabbos when we do benching Rosh Chodesh for Av, or when Shabbos Chal Rosh Chodesh Av Gufa, or when Rosh Chodesh Av occurs on Shabbos, ain oimim of harachamim. We're not going to say of harachamim. They maskeim by the Shabbos. We're not going to say any kemolis. So if God Yizayin Kesh Mevorachem Achodesh Dominik is when bench Rosh Chodesh not say of harachamim. They maskeim by the Shabbos and there's no kemolis. Even when you would say avarachman, could go by a sphere, the exception we make during sphere. We're still not going to do a kemale, unless the person passed away that week. Pimagodim says, no, we don't want to say neshamas at all, even if there was a patira that week. Sphere time is an exception to the rule. There are terrible decrees during that time frame. Even if there's a bismila on that Shabbos, they could tar to the tivusa, so there's a double reason not to say avarachamim. They still say it. That means it's benching Rosh Chodesh ear, and there's a bris the same Shabbos. Two reasons not to say avarachamim. We're still going to say it. We say avarachamim when we bench Rosh Chodesh, this benami tar to tivusa, which also has two milas, because you have Chodesh Nisan as a mila. Vodinim yesh mila benisan, if there's a mila, diketvasa tivusa, three milas. Gav kin oimaso, we still say avarachamim. Then chilik ben tar to tivusa, ben tvasa tivusa, it makes no difference. Benching Rosh Chodesh ear and it's Nisan, or if you bench Rosh Chodesh ear and it's Nisan, and there's a mila, makes no difference. Avon, kishachal Rosh Chodesh ear b'Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh ear is on Shabbos, ain oimim oso. We're not going to say avarachman. V'kol shkein shemaskim l'shas, and so we don't say a kelmali. V'chem b'chol chodesh Nisan. This is true of the whole month of Nisan. Af b'yomim shalachra Pesach d'torcha sfira, the weeks after Pesach during sfira. Gam kein im askim and shabbos. We're not going to say a kelmali in the month of Nisan. Of harachemim oimim, but we will say harachemim. Kim shubes sfira, because it's during sfira.